So we're just here outside Anchor of Hope Mennonite Church. So far, the leaders have not come out to bring their Bible. We're waiting peacefully, patiently. We've already preached the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus. We're asking them why they're Anabaptists when Jesus was not an Anabaptist. They're adding to the Word of God. In Deuteronomy and in the book of Revelation, it warns against adding and taking away from the Word of God. Why are you doing that, Mennonites? Why are you creating a religious system that cannot save anyone? You're damning people's souls by keeping the traditions of your forefathers that cannot save anyone. I see another man with a Bible. Sir, can you bring your Bible and tell me what gospel you proclaim? Bring your Bible and tell me what gospel you proclaim and tell me why Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why Jesus didn't keep your false Sunday traditions. Why Jesus didn't keep your Christmas and your pagan Easter and Good Friday and your Ascension Day. Why did Jesus not keep the very things you do? Why did Paul not keep the very things you do? Why did John the Baptist not keep the very things you do? Why did Peter not keep the very things you do? See, this is all a condemnation against you because you don't have the truth of God. You ignore people that love Christ and you ignore who you might consider your enemies, but the Sermon on the Mount says that you're supposed to love your enemies. Why are you not loving your enemies today, Mennonites? Why are you loving yourselves? I'm watching a whole bunch of people being kind and being nice to themselves. I'm watching a whole bunch of people with partiality, waiting for men to bring their Bibles. Is any man going to come and talk to the street preacher about the truth of Jesus Christ? Is any man going to come and bring the scriptures? Is any man going to come and tell me why Jesus was not an Anabaptist? Is any man going to tell me why you keep false pagan holidays? We're just preaching and lifting up Jesus Christ here today to love our neighbor. So back to our preaching, we're just loving the Mennonite religion. We ask those other men, stick around. We'll talk about the truth of God. We're still here. They all left. They must have headed to a lunch buffet. It looks like they hit a lot of lunch buffets. And since he brings up pre-conversion sin, like divorce and remarriage, that is not unbiblical when you've been cleansed and made a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, I brought up the fact that the men standing before me were a bunch of gluttons, fat gluttons. That seems fair. Hypocrites. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, judge rightly. You don't come and judge someone's pre-conversion sin while your sin is sticking out over your belt buckle. And your sin of your false gospel. Your sin of your pagan holidays. Your sin of your worldliness. Your sin of your feminization. Your sin of your pride and vanity in your dress and in your lives. I see one man is still here. Maybe he's going to wait. I doubt it. Maybe he'll wait and talk some sense. The other men took off. But the preaching of sound doctrine, why does that bother people? Well, it bothers the Catholics, the Baptists, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses. It should definitely bother Mennonites because Jesus said, you worship me in vain for your keeping of your man-made traditions. All of your singing, all of your gathering in your Sunday system that God never ordained, all of your man-made Manno traditions are going to be burned up on Judgment Day, neighbor. We love you enough to tell you the truth. You will not enter the kingdom of God as a Mennonite or a Mennonite. You must repent of every false way. In Mark 10, Jesus told the rich man, one thing you lack. One thing you lack, And it, for him, it was his money and his stuff. A lot of you Anabaptists have money and stuff. You love money and mammon. You love to make money in business, but you don't preach the gospel. You don't call people to biblical repentance. When was the last time? Repent, sir, you're going to lose your soul. When was the last time you stood outside a Catholic church, a Lutheran church? When was the last time you did that to call out your neighbors from their sin? When was the last time? Thank you, sir. You'll be on our testing. I appreciate that. When was the last time you stood against man-made religion? Well, you don't. You know why? Because you are man-made religion. You are the Pharisees of today. You are the people that don't keep sound doctrine. You are the people that are loved by the world and love the world and the things of the world. That's what you folks are. You're Pharisees, dead in your transgressions, your sin, your feminization, and no one yet can answer. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you? Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you, sir? Where's your Bible? Why are you not living a holy, godly life? Where's the leaders? Where's the elders? Where's the ministers? I had five men interrupting my preaching. I didn't interrupt your preaching. Why could they not come out and talk after the preaching's done? Why can Mennonites not do anything in order? Why is that today? It's loving to come here and tell the truth. It's loving to lift up Jesus Christ. It's loving to lift up the biblical gospel. It's loving to call you out of your sin. These five men that came to interrupt my preaching said, is this love? It absolutely is love. By the way, a head covering is not a little patch of cloth stuck on the back of your head. I need to cover that. A head covering covers a woman's head and hair. A little veil stuck on the back of your head like a napkin is not the truth of God. But that's another whole point. They interrupted my preaching when I asked them to wait. So far, every one of them has left. They couldn't wait for a discussion in the Word of God. So let's see. By the fruits of the Spirit, they have no patience and no long-suffering, do they, brother? They have no desire to help a neighbor or an enemy in the truth of God. They all had to rush off. Let's see. It's Sunday. I know none of their mammon-making businesses are open. Where are they rushing off to on Sunday? Where must everybody rush off on Sunday? I'm keeping my word. I'm still standing here. I'm keeping my word.